All right, welcome to the show. Welcome to In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky here on a Monday. And what have we got? 25th of January 2021 here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, send in your donations, upper left-hand menu button, smash the donate button, and send us your donations. Mail it in, call it in, just get it in. You can mail it, those old-fashioned checks, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I don't know, Mike, do you feel like coming on? We got a couple of promos. I know we got the t-shirt thing for $100 and we got Front Sight. There's a special Front Sight offer going on. You want to come on air, Mike, and help me out with that?
Yeah, sure. If people want the t-shirt for a donation, a $100 donation, just send it in by mail or call us at 800-724-2719, extension 3, or 512-246-9549, 512-246-9549, also extension 3. And just make sure you give us an address if you mail anything in, and make sure you let us know you want a t-shirt, what size you want. We have large and XLs right now. We're working on getting some double X's and triple X's possibly also, maybe get a couple of those. And the Front Sight deal, as always, call Dan Sutterfield, 573-465-2356. That's Dan Sutterfield, 573-465-2356. You can also hear his email in the promo. It's domedan@gmail.com, I believe, or is it Hotmail? Uh-oh. I'm going to have to look that up. Give me a second here. Let's see.
No, that's fine. And, you know, just while you're looking that up, my girlfriend open carries a 22 pistol. It's totally sexy. And, you know, we have some pretty good I have military training. And I have unofficial military training, but she doesn't, and I can teach her only so much. We may sign up for that course because they're going to teach you things like, you know, how to handle yourself under stress. And when you're being attacked, it's a totally different ballgame than when you're at the range.
Yeah, we'll get you hooked up. I'll get you hooked up. Off air, I'll let you know what you need to do, Jeremy. And, it's domedan@hotmail.com. That's D-O-M-E. D-A-N at hotmail.com, Dome Dan. And just let him know you want the deal. He'll hook you up, get you going, get everything fixed up, set up, and you'll be set to go with, I believe it is going to be two. I think that is two commander memberships for $500. And most of that does go to RBN, so we really appreciate y'all.
There you go. Couples, get in on that. Father and sons, brothers, cousins. The training I've heard is very good. I have a brother-in-law that had similar training, and I'm telling you that when you're in combat, it's a much different scenario. I know that from hand-to-hand combat, that when someone's punching you in the face, that's different than when you're in the dojo or when you're on the bag. And similarly, when you're handling firearms and you're being attacked, it's a totally different context than in a sterile environment of the range. So get in on that program. Thanks a lot, Mike, for jumping in there, my friend. And we are taking calls tonight. We also have chat. Call in at 512-248-8252. And we have inplainsight.chitango.com. Site spelled S-I-T-E. We have a lot of good callers and a lot of good contributors to the show. I have personal calls with William from Montana. I don't want to reveal a lot about William's personal situation, but he is in the process of getting some treatment and healing, and the Lord has blessed him. We've been praying for him. Our church has. Any believers out there in Jesus Christ, pray for William. And there are some good things that are happening for him. I just want to give a shout out. And I want to read a little bit from the Psalms before I get into the news and into the yuck politics. For anybody that out there that's suffering physically, especially, but also mentally or emotionally, Psalm 6:2-5, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, and deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? Psalm 31:14-17. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. And Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. So regardless of your physical infirmities, regardless of how upset you are about the election and yuck politics, regardless of what persecutions can come on you for stuff you post online, which is a very distinct reality these days, if you're a servant of the Lord, you will be taken care of and you will be avenged. As God rains judgment down upon this nation, upon this government, and that he will protect those who trust him. Know that. With that in mind, let's get into some of the headlines, and I hope I've given you a lot to think about as you contemplate your calls tonight. Pulled up a great article from the Daily Stormer. As I browse the headlines during the day, I always click on the Stormer. And there is the first official country to actually lash out against the Corona hoax lockdown is in the Netherlands, right? I'm going to read just a little bit of England's commentary here. I want to be the first to congratulate the Netherlands on being the first country to stage a legit uprising against the coronavirus hoax. I, of course, totally condemn atrocities committed against democracy, and I sincerely hope that no podiums are harmed in the mayhem. The values of democracy are very simple. No matter what your government does to you, and no matter how badly they dehumanize you and abuse you, it's your fault because you voted for them. Even if they steal your election, it's your fault because you voted for people who participated in an election theft. You just have to lie down and take it. Better yet, bend over and take it. In a democracy, if anyone ever attempts to resist the freedom that they voted for, you have to come down on them hard and brutally, using dogs and horses to attack them. Make it clear, if you don't want to be treated like an absolute animal, stripped of all freedoms and dignity, well, I guess you should have voted for the other guy. That's England's very sarcastic commentary on democracy. Democracy is indeed a horrible form of government. It is ruled by media. These are my words. And actually, I did glean that from Andrew. But, I mean, think about it. If the media, whatever the media puts out, you know, the masses are going to go after. The masses are going to believe. And that's the situation that we're in now. The primarily Jewish-dominated and controlled media, if they put something out there and convince, you know, masses of American public to believe it, that's how they get their power. To his credit, Donald Trump found his way around that, and that's why they got rid of him. I'm way less on the Trump train than I ever was. I'm very disappointed in the man, but I got to give him credit for the few things that happened while he was in office and in candidacy. And that is exposing the lying media for what it is. And it's not really an attack on Trump. It's really an attack on people that supported him, and actually it's people that supported the American Republic. That's what we really were founded to be, was a republic. Government officials that represented the people. And that's all been done away with now. So countries around the globe now, with the coronavirus lockdown, and this particular country we mentioned, the Netherlands, are revolting. Real quick on Russia today, some 240 people have been arrested as unrest spread to at least 10 municipalities across the Netherlands, with the riot police using water cannons, batons, dogs, and horses to break up unauthorized lockdown gatherings and riots. Police faced off with curfew-defying crowds in the huge Amsterdam and Eindhoven, in Schada, Venlo, and Stein, Roermond, Oosterhout, Breda, and elsewhere across the nation for a second day in a row on Sunday. At least 190 people, including minors, were detained. In Amsterdam alone, where some 1,500 protesters gathered at the Central Museum, according to the local media. So if you want to pull this up, you can look it up. The riots, very interesting. They say riots. I mean, they're actually protests. And these people in the Netherlands are rising up. And hopefully this will catch on. And other people around the globe will push back on the governments of the world against this bogus coronavirus hoax lockdown. But, you know, it's going to be met with, just as you would see in the videos as you pull them up, with police violence to the protesters. If you protest Black Lives Matter, you're good to go. Don't worry about the lockdowns. Don't worry about the social distancing or the masks. You're all good. But if you protest your rights being stripped from you, because people are afraid of grandma getting the flu, then you're going to be crushed down in the full force of the government. Also, if you protest in America against the election hoax or the destruction of our republic, you're going to be crushed. And while I do appreciate these protests, and I sit back with my popcorn and my Heineken and enjoy them, I actually don't encourage any of you to get into these protests. Don't do it. It's a waste of time. All they're going to do is come down on you and your family. My advice to you is trust in the Lord. Strengthen yourself spiritually, physically, and with your loved ones. Get with your loved ones and make sure you don't neglect to see them. If there's any protest, it's going to be that. To defy any ordinances or commands in your area, to stay away and not gather. Gather to the best of your ability and be with your loved ones and form strong communities. That's where we're at. That's the way forward. But especially spiritually, get yourself right with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the key. I'm going to go on to callers now. We have a few lining up here, and I don't want to get behind. First caller, Chance from West Virginia. Chats, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. You said Heineken. I'm a Stella Artois guy myself. Jeremy, I'd like your opinion on this, because I'm hearing rumors and gossip that on March 4th or maybe April 4th, barring, of course, technical difficulties, I suppose, Trump is supposed to fly in on his magic carpet, just like John Kay of Steppenwolf, I guess, and save the day. What is your opinion on this?
Well, this is a bunch of QAnon stuff that they're just not going to let go of. I recommend that you and anyone listening that's interested listen to Patrick Slattery's show on National Bugle today on the 25th. He and Mark Collett did a great the show on exposing Q and how ridiculous it is. And here's my thing. There's a lot of great people. I've got a lot of good friends that are buying into Q. They're not bad people, and they're not idiots. They're American patriots. And they...
Of course, they're not bad people. But by
oh, no.
the same token, we're talking intelligence here. I mean, you know, yeah. I find it, I can't understand how people could still hang on to this hopium like this, you know, knowing the past. And it was only 4 years ago, mind you. You know, that's the problem I have, Jeremy.
Let me differentiate. The talking heads in the media or in alternative media pushing the queue, they're the ones that are subversive. They're just trying to get people to hang on and trust the plan and just drag this out. And a lot of them are getting money. But there's yeah. real good American. There's good American patriots that just can't stand to see the Republic destroyed. They can't accept that. And they're just hanging on, and that's, you know, that's all they default to. Maybe they don't have a good spiritual, you know, background, but...
Jeremy, they have a word for that. That's called delusional, you know? I mean, even some hosts on RBN said to say, I hear this crap. And I says, well, you know, where are these people's heads? I mean, it just fascinates me. It fascinates me and astounds me to hear this kind of talk. Okay, well, Jeremy, thank you for taking my call now, and God bless.
Well, thanks, Chance. I appreciate your call, and we thank you for calling the show. And, yeah, you know, and just to be sure, up until January 20th, you know, Patrick and I talked for months about a constitutional way out of this, and there was a very clear constitutional path. Fraud could have been exposed and could have been you know, tried in the courts, but it wasn't. And in light of fraud, the state legislatures could have changed their slate of electors, and some of them did send in Republican electors. That was the constitutional route. And then, bottom line, on January 6th, Congress and Senate could have debated. They could have went through the whole debate as the Constitution outlines. And it could have went to the House of Representatives, where we had a majority of Republican states. That all was very plausible, and we were hoping that that was the case. But now that's over. On January 6th, at the end of the day, I knew that was over, and the Republic was over. And any of you that have friends that are in queue, you need to bring them to this reality, because there's no moving forward if they keep hanging on to Q. That's just, there's no moving forward at all. We've got to assess our situation, give a complete and proper prognosis, and move on. Just like a doctor, you know, diagnosing an illness and then prescribing the medication. There is that, and we got to move on. We got just a couple of seconds before the break. We have William from Montana is next. I'm going to wait and bring William on after the break, because it's right here upon us. And I'll just say, don't be too hard on your Q friends. I mean, be stern with them, but they're patriots that are heartbroken. They're crushed. And they can't stand to see this Republic gone. And they're reaching. They're grabbing for anything that they can. We need to pity them and try to bring them into the light and the truth. Back on the other side of the break with William from Montana.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Jeremy from Kentucky, taking your calls. Next, William from Montana. William, a friend, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Jeremy and listeners. Last Friday, I asked people of faith to pray for me. I've had a maddening experience trying to get my debilitating pain treated by this monstrous mega regional hospital system here, and it's been surreal. Unfortunately, this is the experience of many elderly. Now, you can probably guess why. It's hard to uncover anything, but it's certainly the fact. And for 2 weeks, I haven't been able to get any relief. And then last Friday, I asked for prayers. And just today, three promising breakthroughs happen. Now, I don't know whether they're going to result in a positive effect, but I feel they will. And I want to thank everyone. I'm amazed. If I told you all the details, your jaw would drop open. There were so many things that couldn't possibly happen that happened all in about 3 hours. So thank you. But one thing I wanted to say was I've been thinking a lot about being held in bondage, by a truly evil empire that's trying to keep us from even going off into the wilderness to think and worship as our hearts tell us we must. But long before we have some succession or separation or, from this evil, I can tell you that the body of Christ can seek a new exodus. They can go to the top of the mountain. They can hear the voice of our God in the burning bush. I don't usually dwell on images from the Old Testament because we have a new covenant, a new wine, and that new wine is the Holy Spirit, and through this Spirit we have the power through the body, in the body of Christ, to part any ways necessary. That's what I truly believe. And a little Bible verse, a couple Bible verses, Luke 5:37, 36, 37, 38. It says, "And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new garment agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But the new wine must be put in new bottles, and both are preserved." You know, I concentrate now on the new wine that we have in the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you that we don't have to wait for succession. We don't have to wait for some salvation that comes, you know, as the Calvary comes over the hill. That we have the power through Christ to part any ways necessary. Thank you all, and continue to do the fight. Continue to seek clarity and help each other, pray for each other. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Jeremy, and thank your church so much. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Thank you for your heartfelt call. Very apt, those Bible verses. The new wine can be applied so many ways, seeking spiritual fulfillment, and not trusting in these cue narratives. That's another good way it could be applied, and looking forward to a new way to push forward that is not political and not violent, but spiritual in nature, and allowing God to punish those and come down on those, these oppressive governments of the world that strip us of our rights and attempt to strip us of our spirituality, but we can resist that. Really appreciate that, William. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Coming up on the next break, and got a few more calls on the other side. Let me know what's on your mind, what you're thinking, and what's your way forward as we push into this new year of 2021. And all of the oppression that comes down on us here on In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. Be back on the other side. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the blues, just like a summer song. They stay there forever.
We've been playing Sunlight, Jeremy from Kentucky, taking your calls. True Bachelor from Arkansas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing, partner?
And doing great. How are you doing, sir?
All right, sir. I just want to remind everybody, don't take your friend for granted, because I lost my, excuse me, got a little allergy going here, but I want to... don't ever forget your family, because I lost my family. I was 29 years old, and exactly 60 hours apart, I lost my mother and my father and then my mother. And I did get to see my father's funeral. And, just please don't forget your family. Because I lost them both. They were 48 and 52 years old. I'm older than them. I guess I'll have to raise them when I get to heaven. You still there, Jeremy?
Oh, I'm there. I was just listening to your story, my friend.
I was 29 years old then. But, please don't forget your family.
Yeah, forming alliances with friends and family and keeping those up and ignoring the COVID hoax. That's part of what keeps you strong and spiritually too.
I took care of my grandmother till she was 94 years old, broken and everything. And I took care of her to keep her in a nursing home to keep this house here. So I'm just saying, please, folks, don't forget your family.
True words. I appreciate it, Bachelor from Arkansas. And
we
always appreciate you.
God bless you, brother. I'm sorry about this stupid stuff I'm doing.
No, it's quite all right. Everybody's dealing with something right now. And
but don't forget
everybody
your
has...
family.
True. Very true. Keep yourself spiritually sound.
God bless
and
you.
Keep your... Keep your family in contact. Appreciate it. All right, thanks for your call, True Bachelor. Yes, keep your family in contact. You never know when they're going to be gone. Pat from North Carolina. Pat, welcome to the show.
Yeah, definitely, you know, keep your family. And prayers for William and everyone else who listens. We're all family to some minor extension, but in spirit, we're there. Sorry about the awkward, like, I listened back to that call I made to you, you know, Friday. That was awkward, the way we were, like, talking over each other. I bet you that was a Fed relay. But sorry about that. I was just going to say, like, where do you want to take this? Like, I have a few things I could bring in. I want to keep it short. I could talk to you about, you know, the my doctor appointment today. That was pretty awesome. I was able to play my psychiatrist because I'm on Adderall for my master's program and my PhD. I had to take Adderall to do math. But I played him Dr. Duke and Mark Corlett. You know, a 1 minute clip of how, you know, the 10 top positions were given to the Jews, and this man's from in India or Bangladesh somewhere, and he agreed and had some interesting things to say about that. I mean, I could just give you some jokes, or we can talk about the future. I'll let you pick a subject and take it from there. It's your show.
Yeah, what's our path going forward? I think that's a good one. What do you got on that?
Financially, or like as a whole? Because after talking to the doc, he's from you know, either India or Bangladesh, I didn't ask where, but he says the path going forward is the Jews will control the West and China will control the East, and they're in collusion. That's what he thinks. He thinks the Chinese are going to Holocaust everyone on one side and do all the manufacturing, and the Jews are going to Holocaust and enslave everyone on our side, and we're going to grow food. And he's also said that, you know, these masks, things we're wearing, like Dr. Duke mentioned today on his show, because I mentioned that to him, exactly right. It's going to, you know, compromise everyone's immune system. And then when they finally do hit general population and they get sick with something that they'd usually be able to beat, they're going to die. And that's what they want, because right now we're at a point, and I'm good at math, and I kind of agree with them, you know, population and resources are a huge problem. So part of the plan is to depopulate, you know, the planet. And what better way than with a lockdown, with fear, face masks, you know, because maybe face masks don't work to prevent the flu. They probably work to prevent your immune system from getting stronger. Just a thought. You know, I kind of agreed with them on that.
Well, I tend to think, too, that the vaccines are sterilization agents. And if they want to achieve their goal of population reduction without disrupting the system, you know, because the elites up top, they want to keep the goods and services flowing. They don't want that to stop.
Yes.
They want their delicacies. If over a decade, let's say 2021 to 2031, you reduce the population through sterilization vaccines, you know, that will get them to where they want to be without a huge disruption. I don't think we're going
to
see.
Yeah, I mentioned that to him too. I mentioned him the vaccine. Mm. I mentioned the vaccine. He said, like, it comes in bites. He mentioned the thing about Singapore that I was unaware of. He mentioned a lot of stuff to me. You know, this guy actually met the Nixon's crony, that Jew. I always forget his name. I wrote it to you in an email. Yeah, so he was telling me, like, what's going to happen is like, it's going to come in bites. He said he was not going to take the vaccine. He wouldn't, you know, recommend anyone take it. But he also said, like, they're going to try to slowly force it. Right now they can't because it's not FDA approved. So they're going to try to, like, scare everyone into taking it. And then when that doesn't work, I thought, like he mentioned, you know, they're going to make you have to prove you have it to go onto an airplane, or they're going to make you have to prove you have it to go to school. But he said it's going to come slowly. He said it's a slow process because there's always going to be pushback. And he mentioned the pushback from the media. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I would just suggest, like, to kind of get all of this in context and sum up, you know, you maintain your spiritual strength and you maintain your connections with your family, And it's hard. It's easy for me to say and hard for people to do, but get out of the big cities, get into a rural area or a small town. Our small town health department is not going to force the vaccines. They've already told me. I was there a couple of days ago. They think it should be a choice. The sheriffs are not going to enforce this stuff. And if you have lots of money in the bank, any money you have, turn it into real assets that you can hold with your hand, guns, ammunition, storable food, anything that you can touch and defend, turn it into that. That's my advice going forward.
I agree.
And perhaps we can slide under the radar on this as this new world order takes shape, because I don't think that we're going to stop it.
No, I don't think there is any stopping. And he agreed too. He mentioned a lot about stuff I didn't know, like about the biggest construction company in the world being based in Pennsylvania, Jew owned, of course. He mentioned that the elites are buying up a lot of land in America, and the reason is because of the water sources. They're thinking long term here. You know, me and you were on fixed incomes. Like, I'm probably in the same boat as you. We're getting the same pay from, you know, our service, but yeah, it's scary. It's sad. You know, I live out in the middle of nowhere too. But all I can think, all he mentioned to do was, you know, make sure you have a pond and some fish, and you grow some fruit, and you can sustain yourself, because that's the type of situation we're moving towards. I don't think it's going to happen, like he said, overnight, but it's going to happen. And that was kind of eye opening, because I thought I was crazy for a bit. And when your doctor's telling you no, you're right on point. And he's not even from your same culture. It's I don't know. It's not comforting. It's more scary.
Well, and we've got to push forward, and that's the new thing is, you know, we're going to see these cities on the coastlands turn into what they want the entire United States to be. And to resist that, you know, we got to stay under the radar and stay out of the big cities. That's the best thing that I can say. I do appreciate your call, Pat, and I'll be reading the emails later. I have been behind on emails, but I'll catch up on them.
Good. Appreciate Don't worry about my emails. I get often sent you too many. Take it easy, bud.
Thanks a lot for your call. All right, we got Dave from New York next. Dave, welcome to the show.
Boy, that was all right. You there, Jeremy?
Yeah, I got you, man. Go ahead. You're
okay,
loud
good.
And clear.
Thanks. Yeah, sometimes thoughts come into my head, and it's not so much what a man thinks about God. If you say, "What do you think about God?" It's what God thinks about you. His opinion of you is what's going to matter in the end, because that's what you're going to hear in the end after you die, whichever kind of judgment you go in front of. And there was a message I heard once by a fellow named Jim King, and it was a very powerful message I heard. It was at a summer camp, and he said, our view of God is a small God. We should have a view of a big God. There's a much bigger God than we have a view of. And I'll just put that out there because that message was so powerful. I probably have it on tape somewhere. I bought the little tape of it. It's one of the best messages I ever heard. And I know it seems that people are going through a lot of things these days, some of them, because of maybe a disappointment with what happened with the election. It was, you know, we heard many, many different opinions about what might happen. I didn't have a really negative emotional result from this, and I think it's because I didn't attach myself to any particular candidate. I knew that both candidates could be used in a bad way or a good way, and my vote, I voted for myself and 7 billion other people on Earth. I didn't want to be responsible for these people, and I also didn't want to confess to be a United States citizen, which is required to even vote in these elections. That's a 14th Amendment citizen, and I think that is a point that's very accurately addressed by Ralph Winterud and many others. The question of that was brought up in Patrick's show today was regarding the United States Corporation And Mike Adams had talked about that in a show this weekend that he interviewed some girl. She's been at it for maybe 20 some years, so she's not really like a young girl, but she seems very, very young. And she, you know, just delved into it, and Mike just jumped into the subject. And he admittedly, I think in the talk, he said, I really don't know about this, but I'm trying to represent it. I'm trying to deal with the issue because it's being brought up. I think there's some wisdom in actually going to the sources that we have available, like Ralph Winterroot is on this network. And I think Patrick, you know, I don't feel that Patrick Slattery is either a real expert in this area in terms of the legal aspects, the law aspects, what's written in all these thousands and thousands of volumes of the, you know, congressional record and all these things. Ralph Winterroot has been in the courts. He's heard decisions. He's gleaned things from decisions that judges made and statements they made. So I think that would be a very valuable place to look. secondly, I think to equate, I'm not sure if this was done on the shows at all, but I would not equate Mike Adams' statements to being a Q-source statements. What he says in his most recent article today is that he got information from sources he has that are fairly well connected in the military. Now, if these are accurate sources or feeding him misinformation or disinformation, I don't know. But he's saying that, you know, he feels the military and Trump are doing something behind the scenes, and the date for such thing is like the return of Christ. You don't know when it's going to happen, when anything's going to happen, and it's probably uncertain what would happen. But that was his impression, and I think we need to be fair to what Mike Adams is saying. By we want to comment on him, we should listen to his full talk and read his article that he's talking about something on. Not that Mike is, you know, he's not God and he's not perfect. I understand that. Okay, so that's basically what I wanted to say, Jeremy. I have a little other comment as well. What did you want to say to my big monologue? Sorry.
Let me respond to that, and then we do got to move on to callers. As far as the you know, the incorporation, I don't think it really matters. Look, it, either way, if the United States, if they're viewing us as a corporation, they have all the power. So whether we fight, regardless of how we fight back against that, they've demonstrated very clearly that they're going to stamp us down. Freedom of speech is gone through corporations. So even if we found ways to fight back against that, that's not a viable solution. So regardless of whether that truth stands or not, they have the power, they have the corporations, they control the money. And whether you acknowledge you're a U.S. citizen or not, I don't know that it matters at this point. And that's the one point. And then to the next spiritual point, I want to quote 1 Peter 2. In these, it's actually Hebrews 1 and 2. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. That's Hebrews 1 and 2. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer spiritually. Regardless of what these governments do to us, if your soul is saved through Jesus Christ, we're going to make it through. And saying whether the U.S. is a corporation or not is kind of moot at this point. That was a fight that could have been had 100 years ago. But today the machine is too powerful and it's just going to roll over you if you try to make that point. But I do have some other callers. I appreciate your call and your points of view. And I do want to get through to the other ones, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, wait, we have two other callers to get through today. Dave from Michigan. Oh, Ken. Ken in New York, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. I just have a short comment. I become wary of people or prophets that keep pushing the date back. Oh, it's going to happen in 2 weeks. It's going to happen in 3 weeks. It's going to happen in a month. It's going to happen April 4th. Now it's March the 4th. And, of course, the tie goes back to 1933, when March the 4th used to be the date that the president took office. Every time you're about to come up, the bar gets pushed back further. Am I the only person that noticed that, or is anybody else? That's why I don't take stock in any of these predictions. The only thing disappointed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right. I don't see any salvation coming politically, and the machine is moving forward, and it's steamrolling right over us.
The last hope that we would have, as far as hopium goes, would be the sheriff. And so far, the sheriff, at least here, has demonstrated that he's not going to put up with commands from the governor, you know, orders, as opposed to law. Policy is not law. I've been listening to Ralph Winter Road for over 10 years. I'm not sure it would do any good at this point, because if you have a true communist government, it isn't going to matter what status your citizenship is. But I don't have much to lose by trying. I'm going to start the process soon.
All right. Well, we appreciate your call, and thanks for your input.
Good night.
We got Dave from Michigan and Murph from Wisconsin. Let's keep it down as much as we can, and we'll get to both callers. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. National-assembly.net. We have to assemble, people. This isn't over. We outnumber these bastards hundreds of thousands to one. Okay, they rule with fear. They are a bunch of freaking morons. These puppets that are rulers. Okay, the people. We the people. We're the government, not them. They're our employees. They have to listen to us. But if we don't take that position as we the people, yeah, it's over. It doesn't have to be over. The military doesn't want to work for these scumbags. They want to work for the people. We the people. We're the military. We the people. We're the government. Look in the mirror. You happy with the government? No. Look in the mirror. We're the government. We the people. National-assembly.net. That little dash. That's a hyphen. So national-assembly.net. We've got about 23 states that are forming assemblies, and in those states, the counties are assembling. We got to do this at a local level, right? You do it in your county. You start, and all the instructions are there. This is all constitutional. This is what our founding fathers did. Yeah, we got a corporation, but we can't let these corporations rule us. Those corporations are their entities, right? And it's people that work for the corporations. We are the people. We got the power. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you for your call, and we appreciate your activism. And it is true that when you work with your local sheriffs, local governments, and they are on the same page as you, lots of progress can be made to resist this beast system. And we'll move on to Murr from Wisconsin. Last call of the night. Murr, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Jeremy. Hey, listen, people. It's really good to hear people coming from their spirit and the connection. You know, trust God's plan. And Q is information, and I noticed people that never really paid any attention to it are poo-pooing it. And Anons is a whole other thing. That's all the people around the world that contributed to it. Q itself was, they said from the beginning, were 10 people, 7 of them military. And it provided some heads up that the media didn't have anything to say about. And it was very interesting. And it gave people not just hope, but just something else to look at. Besides, because you can't stand to listen to this media, it's just lies continually and fear-mongering. So in that respect, it helped. You know, I think all these evil Satanists know or have an inkling from their God that all the people of the world, the commoners, as the British would say, are coming together on a spiritual level. And they fear that. So they're trying to do this one world government thing to disconnect us from God and from each other. But they lost 2,000 years ago, you know, and when you're saying about the bigness of God, you know, I like to think about what it was like when Jesus walked the earth. You know, it must have been a really terrible time for him to have come back during that time. And in Gethsemane, when they came for him, all the Gospels say they laid hands on him and took him, except John, who came later. So John 18:6, it says, you know, they approached him, and there's quite a crowd. And they said, "Are you Jesus of Nazareth?" And he said, "I am," in a voice that created the universe. And they all fell down and fell back, and he had to wait for him to get back up. And also in there, you know, in Luke, it says, "Sell your coat and buy a sword." But that's kind of taken it out of context, because in the other ones, then it says, "You know, lives by the sword will die by the sword." That was to fulfill prophecy, is why there had to be a sword. And none of the Gospels, again, mention except John, because it was later that it was Peter that had the sword. You know, so there's so much to learn. And it's wonderful to be alive and to be witnessing all that's going on. You know, there's about 300 million Christians in China. So, you know, the way Christ is way ahead of everything else and everyone else. And is always available to us. It's not really what God thinks of us. He knows. Romans 3:10, none are righteous, not one. Okay? So we need his help for everything. You'll hear people say, you know, God helps those who help themselves. No, that's to throw you off track. You need God even to help you repent. So, when it's my birthday. Happy birthday,
well, happy birthday, Murd, you know. We do need swords for a deterrent only. If you're holding a sword, they're not going to rob you, or they're going to have a less chance of robbing you. But we don't need swords to go on an attack against the government.
Right,
and that's
right. And remember, meekness. The meek will inherit the earth. And what's meekness? Patient endurance. It's not weakness.
Patient endurance.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
you call, Murr. We're at the end of the show. Happy birthday, Murr. And thank you all for all the callers and all the heartfelt sentiments. Here on In Plain Sight, we'll be back tomorrow night with Cape Crusader for some political analysis on In Plain Sight. Have a good evening.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.